The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
God only knows it's not what we would choose.
Well, radio and podcast listeners out here, I'm Jay Garvin's, your friend, and it's one more time, one more hour that we're together, you and I, having one more financial and real estate conversation. Now, I was going to call you guys out and call you Garveys, you know, like Taylor Swift has got her Swifties, but
no, he didn't.
I don't think that that would fly. So if you've got any input about what we should call ourselves, the Rat Pack or the Real Estateaholics. I don't know what we're calling each other, but I'm glad that you're here. You can dial me at 719-330-1457. You, collectively, as podcast and radio listeners, have blessed me this week. I just talked to a very good friend of mine, becoming one of my better friends, Rich, who runs Life Network, and he said he went on a small Jay Garvin show, I guess a Jay and Matt binge, and he says, you know what, buddy, you're fun to listen to. And I said, yeah, why? Because I can be an idiot in front of a microphone? No, but I do help as many of you as I can. I really want to appreciate Quinn all the way from Florida. Dude, you got it rocking. And Christy, who looked me up at the internet also, out of Florida, real estate agent. Rich, a big shout out. But most of all, I walked into an upholstery shop, folks, this week, and I was getting some work done at Timberline Foam and Upholstery off of Stone Street, just east of Fillmore and I-25. And anyways, I'm doing my order, and a gentleman walks out the door and looks at Clayton, the guy behind the desk, and says, hey, mind your P's and Q's or something like that. You're talking to royalty. And I looked at this Clayton guy, I think his name was. I hope I got it right. And I said, you're royalty? He goes, no, I've been stuck back here. You must be royalty. And the owner, Bob, walks back in. I had no clue. And he says, yeah, I've listened to you for years and your production. So that's the type of edification I need sometimes, folks. I'm just going to be transparent with you. That's why I say, please call me at 719-330-1457. I can't do much for you in your life, but I can give you mortgage or finance or real estate or budgeting or business or retirement advice. I can do that. Matt and I have been saying behind the microphone and the production board for over a decade, if I'm in the back of a pickup truck down the bumpy road, just like you heard there, if I get popped out of that truck by the time I roll to the bottom of that ravine next to the road, I'm going to have a friend and I'm going to have money, because I just love people. My wife says you just have friends you haven't met yet. And for some reason, since I was 9 years old, cutting lawns, I can just put an idea together and make money. But if I didn't have my wife, my best friend, I wouldn't have any money left, because I think I would have spent it as much as I make it. And if I did not have my team, like Joe here at KRDO and Matt and my whole team at Churchill, like Matt and Ken and Sabrina and Piper and Mike Hartwick, the owner, I wouldn't have any friends, because I'm just too intense all of the time. It's the way God made me. But today we're going to have a conversation, which I am so fired up, and I've got my drink here. We've got a beautiful weekend here in Colorado, and I just did something I've never done before, and I'm going to share it with you with the drum roll, Matt. Today's conversation is about you and me and Airbnb. So I've told you, and I've done shows in 2020 about short-term rental when Colorado Springs in 2019 said that we're going to regulate it. In 2021 and 2022, I've done follow-up shows about whether it is financially feasible to do a short-term rental instead of a traditional long-term investment property, month-to-month, year-to-year leases? How about nightly rates? And I talked the talk and tried to walk the big walk about converting my primary residence to an Airbnb. Now, everything I'm going to talk about today, everything from the finances, preparing your house, preparing your rental, preparing your hosting pages, preparing anything. The biggest accomplishment I've done, and if you want to put on your big girl or your big boy pants and you really want to Airbnb, the biggest thing, tell me if you can convince your spouse. Because that was my biggest, to convince my spouse that someone else for an opportunity for serving the kingdom like the Act 2 church in the New Testament, that we would open our house and host it for someone else and make a difference in their life. That was the biggest accomplishment. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk about four separate things. Number one, I'm going to spend a couple minutes reviewing what are the local and city ordinances here in El Paso County, specifically Colorado Springs, for short-term rental. Secondly, is short-term rental even profitable at the investment property level, or if you do, number three conversation, your primary residence? How do you do it? Are we filling a need? And then, of course, number four, how can this apply to you to change your life? That's what this show is about, changing your life for the better for your family so you can provide going forward. Don't go anywhere. Give me a call. 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages from my friends.
Hey y'all, I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money one time in a row, repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Here we go.
Ball with the ball, but dang.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beast?
To me. Taking advice from AJ and Vicious Lee. Buy two turntables and a microphone, and you will never get the girls to ever leave you alone. And if this don't work, I don't know what to say, because it worked for me, and I'm now on my way. Word them up, word them up.
Well, radio listeners, podcast listeners, I'm Jay Garvin's. I am accessible. I appreciate all of you. I'm not a big thing. I've got a couple hundred really close friends, you here on the radio, a couple thousand that I've helped that I know you're listening on a regular basis, but we together as a tribe have made a difference. There's over 25, 30,000 people that know of our movement, and the Jay Garvin Show is not my movement. It's Home and Mortgage Talk. You've all been a big part of it. You can call me at 719-330-1457. In June, I am going to have a monster grand opening celebration for my new offices that, of course, house Churchill Mortgage, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, who we have been in existence since 1992. We've been part of the team since 2015. And Mike Hartwick and Dave Ramsey have been friends and partnered since the inception in 1992. We've relocated for the first time in 14 years. I literally launched this show since I've had my last office relocation downtown, but you are invited. I need to know how to get a hold of you, 719-330-1457. Many of you who I have your information, I'm going to invite you. If you want to come to this grand opening in June, please, it's going to be a flat-out blast. Call me at 719-330-1457. I will give you the details. You've got to call me an RSVP. I'm going to be talking about this for the next couple months. But today I'm talking about you and me and Airbnb. I'm holding in my hands the City of Colorado Springs short-term rental license. I have one myself. I have now short-term rented or Airbnb'd my house a half a dozen times. I did it before you had to get a little license. which is silly. I don't like ordinances. I don't like the fact that there's leash ordinance mandates in this city now. I don't think it's appropriate that you have to get like a dirt bike licensed in order to go up through Old Stagecoach Road and all of that. When you have a bigger perspective and you zoom out to 4,000 feet, they would laugh at you in Wisconsin if you had to get... It's one thing to do the DMV with whatever it is, the off-road vehicle, ORV or whatever, with my ATV. That's fine. But you ordinance people to death, and it's just suffocating for a personality like me. But Airbnb, the inevitable happened. In 2019, Colorado Springs went into a regulatory phase of that, and I'm going to talk about four things. First of all, let's review the local city ordinance. Then after that, I'm going to talk about whether short-term rental, VRBO, Airbnb, is even profitable and advantageous to pursue. Taking it a next step, would you ever dare to actually Airbnb your primary residence, move out so people could move in? Because that's the gigantic step I've taken. And I've got great story how my wife and I were able to host for the Space Symposium just this last month for our house in the Broadmoor. And we did so for Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin Rocket Company. And we did so with the approach of the Acts 2 church. You know how when Jesus sent his disciples out two by two, he said, don't take a second cloak. Take one pair of sandals, meet one person in town, stay with them. You're not welcome, remember this? Just wipe the dust off your sandals and go to the next city. But if you find a good resident, stay there till you're done. Well, Marlo and I, more me, I say Marlo and I like she's in my pocket. My wife and I do this because I'm passionate about it. If it wasn't for me, I think she'd tell me to take a flying leap off a rolling donut.
Donuts.
And finally, will this work for you? Because life is about getting off the couch, Bob. It's about giving back, Quinn. It's about making a difference in people's lives, Christy. We're all together. We just need to get out of our own way. So, the ordinances. Well, Colorado Springs was the wild, wild west in short-term rental until late 2019. And we weren't the first horse at the rodeo. Manitou acted first, and I say so facetiously. A little bit of applause there. I appreciate that, Matt. Way to go, Colorado Springs Council. You copy Manitou. God, if General Palmer would have copied Manitou, there would have been a brothel and a bar on every corner. But anyways, I digress with the witches and the warlocks. I'm kidding. I love Colorado Springs. I love Old Colorado City. I love Woodland Park. I love Manitou. Go with me. Can we say it together? Have a sense of humor. Okay? But this is crazy stuff because Colorado Springs did say, different from other cities, hey, we have no limit within the city. See, Manitou says we're not going to have any more than 2% of the structures accounted for. That's only 58 structures in the entire city, no more than a 500-foot buffer saturation. And another congratulations from Matt. Now the city's locked up, and they're almost forced, where congratulations, City Council in Manitou, you've created a black market for short-term rentals. Now, Colorado Springs has no city limit. They do have a 500-foot buffer. You cannot transfer your short-term rental license when you sell. So all of a sudden on their area saturation map, like you're in a Batman movie by Gotham City, you're just going to see a red light somewhere in the city where there is a villain all of a sudden start blinking to a green light. And I don't know, somehow the forces of the universe suck you into that short-term rental registration portal, and you're like, hey, I just won the lottery. Don't know how that works, but I'll bet you it creates a black market as well. People selling their $119 licenses under the table. Anywho, I digress. You can only do short-term rental in Colorado Springs in a real estate zoned area of R2, residential 2, 3, 4, 5. You cannot do long-term permanent short-term rental Airbnb VRBO if you were in R1. This was a big, huge movement in the city, and I know that the individual Carly down at the program coordination for short-term rental. They did a lot of work. It's a tremendous staff. But the only exception to having a short-term rental in R1 is if it is your primary residence and in a house that you live in. Now, that's tough in the Broadmoor because there's so much money there. It's like, are they living here? Are they living in Arizona? Are they in Tennessee? So you can do the research on that, but it has to be a R1 residence, primary, secondary residence, you know, as far as you splitting your time somewhere. But there's no saturation and there's no density for homeowners. If you're in an R2 area down there in Rock Rimmon or Old North End, and there's a house that's R2 that's next to you, and you're right next to them in your primary residence, you can apply and do all the requirements for a license. Now, why would the city do this? Now, this has been going on for 5 years now, since 2019. What is one of the biggest reasons that they established this ordinance? It's not establishing a community standard, which it does. It's to ensure the health and the safety of the visitors and the renters. Because I come from the Midwest, where it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, regardless of the circumstance. But I've been in the mortgage real estate world for years. There's just some real boneheads out there. And, you know, the next thing you know, someone's trying to Airbnb their shed with a 5-gallon tub of water with a hose coming out of it for their sink, and the boards in the shed are held up by the mouse nests underneath. So there's got to be a standard. You've got to make sure that you've got health and safety for visitors, but also never ever forget, yeah, you heard it right there, Matt did it. Cha-ching, ching, money, 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 money. Woo! City's got to get their money. You know, if government's going to be bigger, it can't do so on borrowed dollars. So it's $119 a year, whether you use it or not. We use it one or two times. You can use it as much as you want. But I have no idea at all. Let's just assume. I have no clue, and I don't know this number. But I'm going to assume that there's at least 5,000 people in this city that have Airbnb registered ordinance license times 119. That's $600,000 a year. That'll buy you a big cheeseburger. Anyways, they have expenses, but, you know, they have to hire the Airbnb police now that sweep the internet and see what we're doing. Like,
hi, I'm Big Brother.
They're going to listen to this show and just shoot me dead. But everybody in the planning department and the city that I know, they're all awesome. Everybody does their job. There is a necessary evil. Just understand, I grew up the middle of five boys or five children, and I'm a rebel. So the worst thing you can do to Jay Garvin's is tell me no. Just tell me do what you want, and then I'll do the right thing. If not, I'm going to headbutt you. But these are ordinances that are in place for a reason. Now, Manitou, like I said, goes one step further than that, and I alluded to this. Not that I want to train the villain. Da, 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 da. This is the train the villain segment.
No.
And Matt, you put some funny stuff on that. But if you go ahead and limit the buffer zone, if you go ahead and put your thumb or your boot down on someone's neck, and you can't do this Airbnb, you now make it $280. Because I'm telling you guys, in Denver, in the legislative body, the progressives in Denver are coming after us in all accords. If anybody ever thought they wouldn't come and dare touch Colorado, you know, the gaming state's gun regulations, they've got regulations out the wazoo. But I'm telling you, they're coming after renters and property owners. They wanted to actually pass Senate Bill 24-033, they wanted to increase property taxes for short-term rentals of anybody that did 90 days or more to a commercial rate. Yeah, I'm sorry, Earl. Your taxes on your Airbnb aren't $1,900 a year on your house. It's now $7,500. Now, that's not going to do anything but drive people out of the industry. And oh, by the way, these are people in Denver making decisions for us. I tell you, we're a red raft in El Paso County, but we're floating in a really blue ocean, and we have a dramatic shortage of hotel hospitality and overnight stays in Colorado. We've had the least number of available overnight stay units second only to Key West in Florida. And what happens in the Air Force graduation, what happens in the Broadmoor conferences, the Space Symposium, that's why we did it, is to fill a need. Now, by the grace of God, in the Senate committee meeting, this thing was killed. But it's not whether Colorado, the ever-growing progressive political state, is going to get these things accomplished. It's only when. So please don't go anywhere. I want to talk with you how the numbers actually work in the next segment. Does this financially make sense? And then most importantly, does it make sense for you? Call me at 719-330-1457 for a free consultation on short-term rentals. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need pumps.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love.
Housekeeping.
Well, radio listeners, podcast listeners, Jay Garvin's, I am right in the middle of a conversation about you and me and Airbnb. And I had a lot of fun the last segment about why the regulations are in place and things that have happened throughout Colorado Springs and neighboring communities. Sadly, I'm not going to go into all the details of how our progressive state legislative body are trying to pass bills like SB 24-033. There was a committee meeting on that, and that was voted down in the Senate, which is interesting because if you read between the lines, Colorado's House of Representatives is so progressive. I think out of 64 seats, there's only 18 or 19 that are even Republican. And they're so progressive, they're beating up on the conservative Democrats. Forget the Republicans. They've already got their boot on their neck. And even in a couple instances, the governor, a Democrat, is vetoing stuff coming out of the legislative body. They actually should be ashamed of themselves. I'm not an oil show, Matt, but did you see this? The progressives in Denver want to shut down all oil production as an industry in Colorado.
Hey, what?
What'd you talk about, Mr.?
We're like one of the top natural gas producers of the entire nation. There is hundreds of thousands of people employed in oil. We're like the fifth largest energy-focused state in the union. It's like Texas, I don't know, Alaska, Oklahoma, maybe Wyoming, Dakotas, and then Colorado, and they want to shut it down. What type of business decision is that? But anyhow, that's a business conversation I just said. I just thank God that I don't live in Denver. That would absolutely send Denver into a recession, probably a depression. There's probably 40,000 to 90,000 people in Denver alone that work in the oil industry. Congratulations, legislation body. Why don't you open the window so you can breathe oxygen again? So, $20 for a quart of oil. But Airbnb is no different, folks. It's like we got to fight for everything here for us as consumers to do what I call the gig economy. See, here's the reality. I don't necessarily Airbnb my house or buy a rental because I love to have conversations with tenants and I love to turn on sprinkler systems and fix broken doors and hot water heaters. I do it because it provides for my family, period. And until you or the state of Colorado or the federal government pays my bills, I think it's awesome that I have multiple ways to provide for my family. See, I can be pushed down with the in excess inflation and printing of money like Congress did last week in this huge defense bill for Ukraine and Israel and the Red Sea. Why in God's name are we giving them $90 billion, period? I mean, I really support Israel. But really, if we just let Israel buy the weapons, they have the money. Why things are going to Ukraine, I don't know. Why can't that go to our border? Why can't that go for trade school training? Why can't that go for a relief supplement for our farmers or for our self-employed tradesmen when we have a shortage of electricians or welders? No, we got to send it to Ukraine so they can secure their border. That's why I know this is powers and principalities that are fighting, because none of this even makes sense anymore. Having an open border and changing a bathroom so anybody can go into it, or a sport, anybody can play it, that's just, we're so far beyond the common sense. I want to fight to keep common sense in real estate, in mortgage, in budgeting. And one of the ways I provide for my family is a reaction from inflation. Inflation can keep me down, but it can't withhold me from living the standard of living that my family requires. I'm not going to pull my kid out of college just because mortgage is off 300% in volume. I'm going to find another way to navigate the river, to go around that rock or that pebble or that log. And believe it or not, folks, if I rent my house for 1 week, 5 days for $5,000 in my pocket, that's twice what I make in a month with one of my rentals. And if while somebody is in my house, I go ahead and take a trip to Grand Lake, Oklahoma, or the Ozarks, Missouri, to look at cabins there and do it all for free, I'm not going to apologize for that, because the real estate and mortgage industry aren't going to provide that level of living for me right now. And you know, as the groceries and things that you're paying, if you're listening to this show and you need to find a way to pay off your debt, and especially if you have a family member like parents who live in town, I can teach you how to go through the licensing. Now let's talk about the home preparation. Here are some things that you need to do in your rental or your primary residency if you are going to short-term rent or Airbnb your house. It's only going to cost you like $400 to $900. It's going to cost you possibly $3,000 to $5,000 if you have a rental property. Because if you have an investment property, Airbnb individuals tell me, like, Uri, you're my friend. He's an Airbnb expert. I've done all long-term rentals. Uri, who is a great real estate agent, call me at 719-330-1457. I'll give you his information. He says, Jay, if you're going to rent your rental house as an Airbnb, you need to have air conditioning. Whether it's a mini split or whether it's an HVAC system, you need to have that. And that might be a $2,000 to $4,000 expense. But you really just have to change your locks. On the inside of our house, we have a 1948 Craftsman. So we have a lot of closets, the pantries, closets, front hall closet, back hall closet, basement closet. We changed and got a different set of doorknobs with locks. We also have outside cameras, and we do that for Ring and safety anyways. But then also we had to buy amenities. I mean, we went ahead and had to get towels and comforters. We got these big tubs to store it. If you set up a house as a rental, it's going to be set up like that all the time. But you do have some daily expense and monthly expense for utensils. You got to outfit your kitchen. I have friends of ours, Bethany and Derek, that did this for less than $3,000. All the furniture, all of the beds, the kitchen, everything. No less than $400 to $900 if it's your primary residence. You're going to have to create host pages with pictures and stuff like that. And yeah, it was a lot of work. But what's the alternative? How much time do you spend a week on your computer? How much time do you spend gaming, guys? How much time do you spend watching sports that mean nothing? Or shows like my wife and I just watched American Idol. Thank you, Matt, for that. American Idol. I probably could have done 3 more constructive things if I wouldn't watch season 7 or whatever it is. But I digress. You can go all the way like we did. We're in the Broadmoor and I want to host for big events. So I took out some bushes and put in some more concrete so I had off-the-street parking. We do a lot of gifts and research on our guests. Understand, folks, I had Blue Origin, a rocket company, Jeff Bezos' rocket company, stay in my house. And I thought I was all that in a bag of chips.
I'm Jay Garvin's. I'm real special.
And beyond!
I was going to brag to you guys, I made $5,000 in 5 days! And I talked to my friend Ben, who he and his wife did their house. And I said, Ben, we made $5,000 in 5 days. He said, wait, Jay, I didn't hear that. Did you make $5,000 or you made $5,000 a day?
And I'm like, hi, my name's Jay Garvin's. I'm a very small human being. You just beat me up like a punching bag in a gym.
This guy made $37,000 for 1 week in his house. And I say, I got a pea-sized brain. I need to increase the depth that I can think and dream. I convict to you on the radio right now that within the next 24 months, I'm going to get more than $25,000 to $35,000 for my house for 1 week. That is more money than I make on an entire Smoky Mountain Airbnb short-term rental that I have in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee in a year. And I tell people all the time, if you ain't making money in America, you just don't know the right people or you're not trying hard enough. Because that blew my mind. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to go through the details of whether it actually makes money, short-term rental, Airbnb, VRBO. Is it worth it for you to consider it? Right after these messages, please call me. I've had two of you that have called in for consultations on this. You have to be a homeowner. You have to be creative. Call me, 719-330-1457. I can help you with investment, property, and primary residence, Airbnb. This is the Jay Garvin Show.
Wife, a little spending money, money to burn, money that you did not necessarily earn. Rainy days seem to wind up sunny, long as you got a little spending money.
This is power. This is power. This is power. This is power, power, power.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Baby, wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up. I take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby. I've seen all
of power segment, folks. The wrap up, you and me and Airbnb. So, if you are considering short-term rental, you have to, you can Google, go to Colorado Springs Airbnb license process. You can actually reach out to the program coordinator right here in Colorado Springs. Call me at 719-330-1457 for her name and information. But if you look at the details of whether this makes money or not, here is the point. I own a full-time investment property rental in the Smoky Mountains, Tennessee. With the cabin that I have, you can all go see it. If you just Google God's Grace Heartland Rental, God's Grace Heartland Rental, you're going to see a beautiful picture of a log cabin on Google that has a very large glass picturesque awning. And you click on that. That's a 1,200 square foot, two bedroom, three bath house. And in Pigeon Forge, this house would rent for maybe $2,400 a month if I could get people to rent it. Well, at $2,400 a month in a long-term rental times 12 is about $28,000 a year. And of course, that's before I pay taxes and insurance and mortgage. We don't have a mortgage on this. I chose to do short-term rental. Last year, we made $48,000 in gross receipts. That's the good news. That's the good news. Now, the bad news, the challenging news is that nothing is for free. And the bottom line is that in a normal rental, because that's out of state, with $28,000 times 90%, because you'd have to pay 10% property management fees, I would make about 25 grand a year, which is better than most, but I bought this cabin for a little bit more. You know, most of my houses here I bought for $200 or $300 or less, and there I bought this one really for $600, but I had equity. I've got about $400,000 into it. But I made $48,000. But when you have a short-term rental, you have STR super hosts. We have property managers from Heartland Cabin Rentals, Sheila and Doug Shanks, and it's 30% overhead. Well, after we paid them for everything, plus all of the expenses of taxes, which don't come out of theirs, and utilities, which don't come out of theirs, we made $33,000. So basically, we charge $200 a night. It's rented for about $220. I mean, $200 a night, about 220 nights a year are about average 20 nights a month. I was amazed with that. It's the highest capitalization rate or return on investment that my wife and I have on our six rentals. But we've been very blessed to find a very good location, a very good management company, and ours is literally like an asset. So will this work for you? First and foremost, if you are currently an investment property owner, just give me a call at 719-330-1457. We will crunch the numbers and do the math. I've got a very good friend of mine, a licensed real estate agent, Uri, who can help you. And he actually sat down with me with one of my properties right in the Ivy Wild, folks. And he and I analyzed this 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath rancher in Ivy Wild on a circle and a quiet, very desirable lot. And I asked him how much we could get for that. He's like, maybe if you're lucky, you can get like $225 a night. But on average throughout the whole year, you're only going to equal about $2,900 to $3,200 a month, he said. And there's a lot of expenses. If you have to put in an air conditioner or a mini split, if you've got to go ahead and get cable and or internet. I already have the yards maintained, but you have to do that. He said, Jay, if you can get $2,300 or $2,400 a month in long-term rent, you have none of the headaches. And what are the headaches? You have to have that place cleaned every time someone moves in and out. You have to furnish that entire house. He said, if you can do all of that and still come $500 ahead or $6,000 a year ahead, then you're making $150 to $500 extra a month. And if you're closer to $500 extra a month, in this case, $6,000 a year. But if you're only $2,000 to $3,000 ahead, he said, you're much better off just keeping your long-term rental. And here's the kicker. What is your time worth? See, that's the most important thing, folks. Like, when I'm an empty nester, I might reconsider this. Right now, I'm running crazy with kids in college, daughters graduating, mortgage industry recovery. Matt, who's like a slave master here in the radio, constantly making me work, 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 all work, no play, makes Matt a very dull man. Cracking the whip. There he did it. I joke with you. But you have to have a heart for investment property ownership. You have to have a heart. And I am a houseaholic. I like houses. Even when I don't have money and I haven't had money before, I still love looking and walking around houses. It's something my dad and my brothers have done since I was 9 years old. We'd walk through houses and we'd try to figure out where the framed walls were going to make rooms. So the biggest takeaway that I share with you is nobody pays my bills. We live in an inflation-ridden world, and that might stress me out, but nobody gets to choose what my standard of living is and how I provide for my family other than me. And if I have to think creatively outside the box to Airbnb my primary residence 3 times a year and make an extra $15,000, and now instead of going into my emergency funds because mortgage is not paying as many of the bills, I'm not going to tell my daughter she can't have a graduation party. I'm not going to tell my wife we're not going to go to Mexico this summer. I'm not going to tell my son that he can't go to New York for an internship, because they all work hard and I love them. And I don't throw my money away, but I'm going to provide for my family and be an example. Doesn't matter if you're daddy or mommy, if you can show your children that you're a breadwinner or a primary breadwinner, it teaches them so much more than the money you bring in. And that's what I've found with short-term rentals. I hope you found something valuable as well. Call me at 719-330-1457. As a licensed loan originator, I want to earn your business on your next refinance or purchase loan. But all the rest you can't take with you. And that's what I share with you at the end of every show. Go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve have a conversation with, and help no matter what. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.